Blog Talk Radio.
Recording artist, rap, Ron Clair. That's right. It's Miss Pam Pam X in the house, the enforcer in the house. Welcome, Pam Pam.
What's happening, man?
What's happening? We got some callers on the line.
What's up? How you doing?
We appreciate y'all for having us on the show.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why you had to say my name like you just like, oh, I gotta say her name like, oh yeah, we just got the producer on the phone. That's how it is. We down here in the ATL sweating like hell. I mean, that's why we got so many turkeys down here. You don't know what hot look like. Hot.
Sure, we in the Alabama. We got the Alabama red clay and it's muggy. Muggy on top of hot.
You don't understand what hot
look
like. Hot.
Down here.
Boy, what you mean? We talking about real hot. At least, master, let y'all go and get some shade. We got mountains, we got valleys, we got low ends and everything else. It's so hot here, man. I'm trying to tell you, the devil was sitting on 285 on the shoulder talking about y'all go ahead and let y'all have it. It's hot. You know when it's hot, your air conditioner on, you open
hot.
Up the door. You open up the door, it's hot. When you open up your door and you got your air conditioner on and the people get out the car and say, oh, hell no. Can we get back in? Nope.
Because
it's serious. It was hot. I was like, what? Who the hell turned the heat on? We got heat hot. Then these old foundries, you know, y'all live in fear in Alabama. These Kushites here in goddamn Georgia, boy. Lord, they'll do anything because, you know, they got money here. I ain't saying y'all broke in Alabama, but I'm just saying. We got more millionaires running around in Bentleys and Phantoms and all sorts of hoop nannies and all of that. So, you know, this is what we do in Atlanta. Send a Phantom and a black man in a Phantom ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is in Atlanta. I can't tell y'all nothing else. He was like, oh, that's about Bentley. Okay, and so what? He could have rented it. Don't nobody care.
Well, you know, Karima is crazy, guys. That's what I like about speaking in the ladies' room. We just kick back, relax, enjoy yourself. You have a glass of wine. If you have to have a glass of wine, have a glass of wine. We just enjoying it. It's all impromptu. We just have a good time. And we just act crazy. We keep it 100. That's what it's about. Keep it 100.
No doubt.
But I am so excited to have
all
you on.
Time.
That's right. Now, sir, you
wait a minute.
Mind.
We, excuse me.
Yes,
do
ma'am.
We have a man in the room? Who's the
yes,
guy?
We do.
Is that a woman or man? What?
We have a gentleman that's on the line as well.
Yeah, we got
what?
A white one.
Oh, well, we got it. We got. We can't say what we normally say, but we're gonna go ahead and be nice. Go ahead now.
I want to. Pam, Pam, introduce who's on the line with you.
That's Mike White, double holder.
That's
what up,
right there. What up,
Mike White, Mike White, double holder, Pam, Pam.
Hi.
Checking in,
Mike
right
White.
Here, full in effect, straight from Huntsville, Alabama, baby.
You in Huntsville?
Hey, what up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What up? I got family that's in Mobile and Montgomery.
Okay, then.
I don't know how far
Alabama.
That is from. Yeah. What's up? Well, Mike, welcome to the Meeting in the Ladies' Room. I just like to welcome
you
to the Meeting in the Ladies' Room.
I'm proud to be here.
Beholder. Are you guys on the same line? If you don't mind asking, or because Kareem, are you hearing like a little feedback?
No, we don't hear no feedback on this end.
Okay.
We can hear y'all. Yeah, we can hear y'all loud and clear.
Okay, I can hear you very clear, but when he comes on, it's like, is he on the same line as you, or?
Yeah, we're on the same.
Are you guys? Okay.
We're on the same frequency.
Okay. All right. Because I just was hearing a little bit of reverb, just a little bit. But anyway, we're gonna get through it. And I don't know if we have other callers on the line, but first I want to start off with thank you for coming on the show once again, yourself and the beholder, Mr. Mike White. I'm feeling that new joint. We're going to talk about the new joint in just a few minutes. I'm going to be asking a few questions, Tam Tam. You know, I've been working with my boy producer, LST, with 21st Century Sound. For a long time, and I remember when he played the song that I had the honor to do was Funky Thoughts, you know, and I'm like, who is this girl rocking the mic like that? She's like, man, that's my girl, Tam Tam. I'm thinking, I'm like, what? Where's Tam Tam? I ain't never heard of Tam Tam up here, you know, because it's been something here in the Twin Cities, listeners.
Yeah.
You know, we have some female rappers, but I'm like, I never heard of you. Running around here in the Twin Cities. So, anyway, he said, that's my girl out of Alabama. And I'm like, yeah, she's flowing. Then I heard you do, I think it was on, I want to say Give Me the Beat or another song. But you was flowing.
Right, that's with Keith Murray. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, how long have you been rapping? When did you decide to start rapping and your influences?
Sure, we started rapping, well, as far as myself, I started rapping probably about 17 years ago. It was actually Mike White, the Beholder, who actually started molding me as an artist. My brother had a label called Lavish Records, so Mike White, the Beholder, was an artist with my brother's label, which were cousins. So then we jumped off the imprint, Big Image Entertainment, and we had a host of artists from, like, the Buck Boys, Da Vinci, Mike White, the Beholder, of course, was full deck. And that's when, you know what I'm saying, Mike started working with me to help, you know, shape me and mold me with my presence. Mm-hmm. So that's why you'll hear that grit in me a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started really developing myself as a writer. And we just, you know, continued to keep pushing ourselves to get ourselves out of the Huntsville market because it's not really a state for music per se. A lot of musical history, you know, when you're speaking on Muscle Shoals, a lot of great people from here, which we are in the Music Hall of Fame. Actually, this year we were placed in the Music Hall of Fame. And with the likes of Lionel Richie and so many other great artists. So it's definitely an honor, but we started to expand the brand. You know, we were very young at that time and just learning the business, and we hit the road with, you know, CDs, posters, vinyl, and we just kept pushing that brand and getting it out there. And it went from just, you know, being in our backyard to being all across the globe, all the way to overseas.
That's
That's great.
So
now,
it's
def-
yeah,
single?
It's been a journey. Shoot, my first, my first radio single was "Welcome Hot Tamala." It was called "Welcome."
And that one went to overseas market as well.
That was actually my first local hit.
Oh, the local
my first,
one. Okay.
Yeah, my first overseas hit. I want to say that would be "If You Love" with Dennis Blaze, one of the top five DJs in the nation. He first broke the Keith Murray "Give Me the Beat" record, and then we went in and did the "If You Love" record. And then, of course, you know, the Walk Away record. That's also overseas as well. So we have, like, a lot of records that's out there across the globe that's on radio.
That is wonderful. Now, let me ask you. I always ask the first time. Well, I don't ask this question, but I'm going to ask this one. The first time that you heard your song on the radio. What,
oh, my gosh.
You hear, what were you doing? And I want to hear, how did you feel? And tell
I
me
was
about that
actually,
first time.
I was sitting at my cousin Bird house, and I had, you know, tried to work with the station to see if they would play the record. And see, this was a time when, you know, radio wasn't really
the
our station in our
calling
city.
Is busy or out of service. Please dial again later.
The station that, you know, was that's from our city wasn't really playing rap music like that, and they thought it would be great to, you know, embrace an artist from their own backyard. So we were basically some of the first artists music that they started playing as hip hop artists.
Oh.
And I mean, the feeling was just overwhelming.
And I imagine, you know, in your hometown, you had that good feeling.
Hello?
The celebrity there and everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now,
have you said it one more time?
Have you had the opportunity to perform overseas as well?
Actually, we had got invited to perform overseas, but we have not gone overseas yet, which that is in the plan for this year. We're about to start touring. I had a health issue that I have been dealing with, so now I'm getting myself much better to where I can actually handle being able to tour. And we just shot the Walk Away video like 2 weeks ago, so we'll get ready for that. They will see it on large platforms, definitely.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
yeah.
that song. I am feeling that. Now, I have Mr. White on the line here. Mr. White, you are the producer as well.
Behold is actually he's the artist on there. LSP is
the
producer of the track. Yeah. Behold is the male artist on the track. Yeah, on the Walk Away record.
Yeah.
Right. No, I was asking that. I know LSP is the producer on Walk Away, but have you produced any other song? Have you produced any songs as well? Or you collaborate as rappers together?
Yes. My first album that I dropped ever was 7 Days of Hell. So I got nine. We got, in all, me and Tam a piece, we got about nine projects. I mean, you know, and they major, they hot. See, we really love hip hop. We love music, and that's how we, that's how we express ourselves. You know, like Tam is so talented. She's a talent, and she's easy to work with because she's a beast, you know. You know, not just saying it because she's my sis and my best friend and cousin, but she's a beast. And it's been time that we had struggled, you know, but we just kept on it. All our music speaks for itself. I got about nine albums. You can go to Cinderella and download 7 Days of Hell 2 Reloaded. That's hosted by DJ Pepito. We got The Beauty and the Beast, BB2, hosted by Ted Rich, himself from Atlanta.
Shout out to DJ
Ace. DJ Ace, we catalog. You can go check us out now. If you want to find us, you can.
Oh, yeah, we're on the Kendrick Lamar. We're on one of Kendrick Lamar's first mixtape with DJ Flipside. yeah, we're on the Games mixtape with DJ Flipside also. So we're all over the place. The brand definitely is out there, and the brand definitely speaks for itself, as well as the music.
Yes. Now, the new one, though, Walk Away, I know, produced by LSD, who is, we call him the mad scientist. He's just a workaholic. The man seems to be never sleep.
Oh, yeah. LST is a musical genius.
When I first heard the beat, down my spine. I said, oh, my God. Man, listen, is this the Our Beat? Pam said, that's us beat. I said, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
He brought it.
You can't put the rap on the track. It's not the type of track that you can. Man, you can't play with that track. It's a hip-hop track. You have to treat it.
It definitely.
And man, it just inspired us to write that song. I mean, we just wrote it. Walk away, you know. Walk away from the hood, the madness, the pain, you know, it's struggle. We struggle, man. And what better way than express yourself with a pen and a paper? That's when you can do it, you know. And I walk away, just open my heart.
Absolutely.
We exhale.
But you guys definitely brought it down on that one. I love it. Because I've heard a little snippet of it. But yesterday was the first time I actually heard the whole completed song. And, man, I've been bumping that joint ever since.
Absolutely. And let me add the record. It's all live production.
Yes. No beat machine. It's percussion. That's what he did. He's bad.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
You know.
LST, he has real musicians come in and play. I've had the opportunity to work with him. He's one of the baddest, not to me, the baddest producers in, not even, I'm just going to say where I'm here at, but in the United States. That boy is cold.
Yeah.
He's very talented.
Yeah,
very talented.
No. And when he gave us the beat, we recorded the song, and when we sent it back to him, he said, oh, my God. He said, that's what you do with. That's what you do with. That's it. Bend it down.
That's it. Absolutely.
And he said that's
yeah,
it.
Think,
he said, oh my
I,
God.
I think. Sam, right. Pam. Pam
go ahead,
and
go
I'm
ahead.
Telling you, I'm telling you guys, Mr. X Beholder, you guys have a hit right there. I don't see it not being a hit. It's definitely the joint. So we're going to be bumping that at WARDB, and we're going to be taking it in the as Atlanta, across all over the world, because we have listeners all over the world that listen to us. So I'm
absolutely,
sure
man. Shout out to everybody that's tuned
that.
In.
Yes.
Shout out to the A for giving us the love, too, man. I mean, hey, man, this means a lot. I mean, you know, it means a lot.
But you're welcome.
It means
that's what it's all about.
It means a lot, and I'm very grateful, man.
Yeah.
I know.
So people, they can expect more music coming from us. They can get ready to expect a tour from us. Of course, the Walk Away video, and you know, we got a lot of things in the works. You know what I'm saying? We're not letting everything out the bag, but we got a lot of great things in the works that we're definitely excited about.
Man, they're gonna
now,
be surprised.
Now,
man,
when is the
go
video
ahead.
Dropping? When is the video?
The video
out?
will drop in August.
Oh, in August, okay. Right
yes.
around Labor Day or before Labor Day?
Let's say mid August.
Okay, all right. I can't wait to get
oh,
it.
Yeah.
I got
a question.
Nice.
I got a question.
Go ahead, mommy.
This is okay. In 1991, did you drop an album called Tam Tam?
Yeah, okay. It's two different Tam Tams. I'm the younger Tam Tam. Yeah, I'm the younger Tam Tam. I had Imagine It. That was like around 19. That's a 91. Different Tam Tam. Yeah, that's 91
that's
is a different Tam Tam. Yep.
It was dropped in 99.
Yep. Imagine It was my first album. That was in 99.
Yeah.
And see, Tamala is my biological name, but people call me Tam for short.
Imagine it.
That's it.
Imagine. Where does Tam come from?
Okay.
The other Tam Tam?
Mm-hmm.
The other Tam Tam, I'm not exactly, I think the other Tam Tam may be from like the Midwest.
Yeah, she's from Midwest somewhere. You know, the Tam Tam that everybody know in the industry that comes from Bama is her, Hot Tamala. I mean, I know of the other Tam Tam, but I didn't follow her, you know, but pretty good. She's a nice artist, you know, but they're two different people.
Right.
Yeah, see, Tam is actually derived from my actual biological name.
Okay. And that's what you decided to use it as your stage name. Like mine is Demonica Fly. But actually,
exactly.
Demonica Fly was my biological name. I was given up for adoption. And my legal name is Deanne, but I use Monica Fly was my name given to me when I was given up for adoption.
Wow.
So I use that name as my stage name. So, yeah, I can relate. Yeah.
Okay,
then.
I'm sorry.
All right, girl. You're a warrior. She's a warrior. It's all right.
No. Thank you. I try to be anyway.
Yeah, man. Oh, no. Man, big up to you. Hey, get to you again, man. It's all good.
Thank you.
You know, I think it's definitely dope. Demonica Fly, FLY, feeling like y'all.
Yes. And that would be a fly. And be Monica Fly. I'm going to be hot.
Yeah, it was.
That'll
really
be hot, won't it?
Oh yeah.
For real? Oh,
there it
goes.
There it go, right there.
There it go, right there.
We gonna play this real quick. Let's listen to this jam. Just walk away with Tam Tam and X the Beholder. Turn it on up.
What is it I gotta do? Baby need a better life, so I became daddy wife. Daddy love the money, so daddy, he don't treat mommy right. Had to move with grandma, cause daddy cases and money tight. Granny got a down, I'm the one that he don't like. Brother in the feds like he dead, but I gotta write. Money on the books, money for his kids, I'm the type. Never seen a child support check, but we living right. Whether the grass green, the weather, the powder white. I was doing things for him that would take away my right. Shorty can't eat books, so look, now I'm a crook. Cool with your daddy, only thing he ever took. My heart and chances, got himself together, then threw me advances. Locked up too long, looking for romances. Made me too strong, this is what the plan is.
The stress, my struggle, sorrow, the pain. From the haters, lovers, and the so-called friends. The stress, my struggle, sorrow, the pain.
I know I should walk away.
From the haters, lovers, and the so-called friends.
I know I should walk away.
I should've walked away, my heart wouldn't allow it. A sucker for real love, on a hush, sending drugs, the whole relationship was tainted. But the silly mind games, the fussing, and the fight, staying awake all night. But I couldn't walk away, cause sex took control. Plus you had some hustle, could grind with the rubber. Your hard head you learned, it makes a soft. Should've listened to my mama, don't deal with the drama. Made it past the hump, that's all with the past. Now I spit for a career. So lend me a ear. I should've walked away, but I didn't know the struggle. The different types of haters trying to block me from my paper. It led to prison time in an AIS number. Do the crime, do the time. Don't snitch, I do mine. Been sound in the back, many times to be exact. But God gave me stomach to walk away from it.
The money, the drugs, the streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the pen, the sin.
I know I should walk away.
The money, drugs, streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the pen, the sin.
We love that record, man. It touches so many people on so many different levels. I mean,
yeah.
You can't, that's
no,
one of those
no,
records.
No,
that...
I got to say something. Okay. This is me.
Right.
I'm going up to the club in a few minutes. Where our studio, we have a multi-functional use facility. I'm finna go put this in the DJ hand, and we finna bump this tonight. Then I'm going to put it on Facebook Live
that.
And let them listen to it. Boy, that is hot. Who's singing a hook?
Thank you. Appreciate that. And we got to give a shout out to actually the Beholder and myself. We wrote the chorus. We got to give a shout out to Eric Robertson also. That's on the chorus. He's a part of Layla Hathaway's record. So he's a multi-platinum producer and artist himself, Grammy winning. So shout out to him too. Big ups.
What do you? You know what? I can't stand you, D. I can't stand you. We finna have this conversation on the air again. I remember back in October, I asked your ass for real. I asked you. I was nice. I said, "Well, do you know any female artists and stuff that you know?" Because this is the concept about the woman station. You know, doing all woman stuff. You know.
Well, you know, I've been out of the for a while, and you know, I don't really know how this is gonna turn out or nothing, but no, I don't really know, and I'm like,
hold on. So we flew her happy ass right here to Atlanta. She came dressed like she was in Minnesota. It was hot in October, so. She had to take our intern, little white girl intern, run her around trying to get her a blouse so she won't sweat to death. No. She didn't tell me then. She came on back to the little gated community and was like, oh, you know, this is cool. Yeah. I was like, so she ain't have a time. We went to Banjovi's. What's the name of my chicken place? Banjovi's. She ain't say nothing then. No, she ain't say nothing about that then. Banjangles, okay. Then she ain't say nothing back then. We bonding, sister stuff. You know, eating the chicken and breaking bread with the hot fries and all that. But how long? So I'm going to ask you the same question. I asked Ollie. How long you been doing these?
We've been knowing each other for a minute. She had actually reached out to me, but what it was is I'm in law school. So my schedule was a conflict of interest with the time she needed me to come on.
I didn't ask you to clean up for her. I didn't ask you to look out for her.
No, that's just really what it is, though.
Brother, how long? I just want to know how long is it? Did you have known the past
we've been,
over 2017?
We've been knowing
did
each other
know
for we've been knowing of each other for some years.
Oh, yeah. That is. That's all. I'm going to play one more time. I'm going to walk away. This is some hard stuff, y'all. That's all. I'm done. You know I'm calling Mario, right? You know I'm calling my vice president. You ain't got to worry with me no more. Boy, I'm going to tell you. I love that. When I tell you I'm going to do something, ask anybody. When I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Then I walk right into the place. I go right to the DJ booth and I'm gonna let them pop that on them bears. Watch. And they, I think I know it's serious because I don't be out at nighttime. They gonna be like, this is serious. Everybody stand back. You go on to the DJ booth. Ain't nobody saying. They don't say shit. They be like, don't say nothing to her. Don't touch her. They was like, little girl made a mistake and said, well, can I see you? And they was like, don't say nothing to her.
Don't say that. Don't want your job. Don't say nothing. I walked right in there and I played these stuff on the. They was jamming to it in the ATL, popping. All right. Ain't no not say nothing to me, cause I don't be up past certain time. No, I go to bed at 9 o'clock. This show right here. This show is some love right here. It's 10:30 in Atlanta.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. And I love this song. I love this song. I love the beat. I love the hook. I love the brother that's in the background. I love the whole. I love it. I got you.
Man,
I got you. So you said y'all going to be coming to Atlanta in August for our festival? That's what she's saying. There you go.
Send us the information. We'd love to. Send us the information. We have strong roots in Atlanta.
He's going to send it to you because she knows she's going to have to now.
Projects.
That means we got two brothers. We got two brothers in the family. We got, what's the brother's name? Write the song with us. Now I want to know your name, man. First, I didn't care, but now I want to know. You know how sisters is. We like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, man.
Yeah,
he's so fine, girl. You know, oh, my God, man. Oh, my God, what's his name? What we say? Look, we said
Mike
that's how we typically do it. Mike Beholder, okay, what's your name again? We so fake. I'm just sisters be like, oh, my God. We be like, until y'all become a hit, now we want to trail you all over everywhere. Why? Your sister's going to be talking about, who is that guy again, girl? Is he married?
Yeah.
He got kids. He got baby mamas. Help us here, honey. Mike Beholder, he might disappear in the crowd and they snatch his ass right up out of there. Right in the women's classroom. Hey, thanks. All these senior women looking for some straight men. Girl, what you talking about?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, but I love that. I love that. I'm finna bump that. It's a wrap.
Girl, she gonna be playing this song.
We where we need to be at. And I mean, I like it. I don't even really like rap, but I can see you opening up this thing.
You know we running. You know we got a black governor. You know we should have a black governor, right? A black female governor
in
Georgia. So, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In.
We got history out here in Alabama.
What y'all do?
History there.
We got our auntie Deidre Willis, that the first female and black female in the Senate. So shout out to our auntie, Miss Deidre Willis.
Yeah.
Shout out.
What? Oh, we got to get her on. This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, oh yeah, that's,
we got a brother
on
the line.
Just a phone
we can't
call
say
right
what
there.
We normally gonna say. We got to have another conversation. Mike, have you ever been in a room with a bunch of women drinking wine and then but all of us and talking about y'all, and then you be like, I got to go. Don't leave. No, I'm going to go check your car. No, you stay right here. You take it for all of mankind. Sit right there. Be like, no, I'm going to be right back.
No.
Okay, I
didn't hear him at all. Did you hear him?
Yeah. Okay,
there
he goes.
That's pretty cool, though.
You're
gonna let it go.
He said,
let it go.
Just walk away.
Okay. Walk away.
Walk away.
That's the song right there. That's the song. And I love it, man. Y'all can remix that stuff back into anything on a slow grind. Or man, they gonna eat that up. They finna eat
that's
this
it.
Up.
That's
I'm serious.
True.
These are the most recycling Negroes you ever met in your life. They all let me. Can I sample that, Karima? Nope. You can't.
No, don't
do that. Unless you want anyone to come see you about their losses. No, don't do it. Pay us first.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna drop that. Can we cut the show slow like now. I'm on my second glass of wine, so don't worry about me.
No,
anyway.
You're not.
Oh man, okay then.
We be sipping. It's pizza and wine night here in the studio, man. I'm trying to tell you. D already knows.
Okay,
I'm gonna leave y'all alone for a while. Y'all got another 5 minutes. I'm good.
But I am finna go to the club with this song, for real. It's ladies'
no,
night too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Honey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And we go get back from the
oh,
club.
Oh man. Oh, I should call DJ
tonight.
Some more.
Yeah.
DJ some more.
Yeah.
And I'm finna get this. I'm finna do. I like that. I can't wait to hear.
It's mixed
so nicely that it just sounds so good over the phone. Can you imagine that joint dropping?
The baddest producer who I work with and all that. Yeah, LSD too.
LSD, yeah, man. I mean, he's
LSD or LST? Which one?
LST. Yeah, LST.
LST.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, LSD.
I'm like, LSD,
I mean,
ain't that the drugs of the 80s we used to take? LSD in the 70s.
LSD, honey. And
LSD, man.
Yeah, shout out to my first century in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see real quick here. Do we have any callers on the line? You're supposed to be checking producer. What callers is on the line? Is there some callers on the line? So
hyped up. They all on Facebook. You know, we got them hanger creepers. Now that they know a man is on, they all just sitting there now. Them
they quiet.
Every time a man get on, they just stop breathing. He has to breathe. He wanna know you there. You know how they act when Mario get on there? They be like. I mean, what is wrong with them? But you know what it is? They plotting. They on Google right now trying to Google his name. They on Wikipedia trying to figure out what his name is, how many baby mamas he got, whether or not what's his income.
At the Beholder 7, baby, on Twitter, at the Beholder 7.
Say that one more time so our listeners can hear this.
At the Beholder 7.
At the Beholder 7.
On Twitter. Yep. THA, Beholder 7.
That's right, ladies. So you hear that? You heard it from Tam Tam. I'm going to ask some questions here because we're going to get down. Look, Karima got me all off track and we're crazy, but. Okay. Sam, so. You said you're going to school to be a lawyer as well?
Absolutely. I'm currently in law school. I have a few more months to go. And my concentration is patent law, wills, trust estates, international law.
Really? Okay, thank you. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Now, what
yes,
can you tell
you.
These young ladies out here?
I'm sorry, did you say that with Twitter? I'm sorry, was that Twitter or Instagram, Beholder 7?
That's at the Beholder 7, that's Twitter.
Oh, I got it. I'm sorry.
Beholder. And the number 7, yep, THA, Beholder 7, the number.
I want you to have to stop texting me and asking me to do it. All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're jumping.
Yeah. Now, Tam. What the heck? I was going to ask you. Okay, let's stop that because you said you're getting ready to finish law school.
Yeah,
you. I congratulate you for that. I mean, that's
right.
keeping it going. What can you tell these young ladies out here, these young ladies who would like to be female rappers? Give them the advice about the business and how it was for you to come about being a female rapper.
What I would say is most definitely respect yourself first. As a male-dominated game. And come in the game respecting yourself. Command that respect, because when you command that respect, they have no choice but to respect you. And it's all about business first. Learn the business before you jump all the way out there, because the game is not as easy as what a lot of people perceive it to be. It's a lot of work, and if you're not ready for the long haul, because it's a long haul and it doesn't happen overnight, you got to put that grind in there, and it's about consistency. Stay consistent and just keep God first, and you can do and be anything you want to be if you put your mind to it. Faith without works is dead, so apply yourself.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take a short pause for the cause, but we got to pay the bills. So we're going to be going to the station break just for a moment. We'll be right back on WAMRDB, meeting in the ladies' room with the one and only Tam Tam and X the Beholder. We'll be right back to y'all. Stick and stay.
Oh, man.
Isn't it wonderful? The new look and feel of radio.
Yes, welcome back, listeners. Welcome back. This is Dee Fly, DeMonica Fly on WAMRDB, meeting in the ladies' room. And tonight in the ladies' room, we have the one and only international recording artist. That's Tam Tam. And we have X the Beholder in the house here in the ladies' room. How y'all doing?
What up, what up?
What up? Yes. In case you didn't know, we were talking listeners earlier to the new. I'm talking about the new hit single, "We'll Walk Away." I mean, I can't wait to be playing this joint. And Miss Karina's going to be bumping that at the club in the ATL tonight. And I know they're going to be feeling it.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate that, man. It's also a top 50 hip hop, on the top 50 hip hop and Latin records on the charts.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
I definitely see that. I believe it. You guys got the joint right there. I'm just so excited about this. I just, oh, man. I'm just feeling it. Like I said, I've been playing it since you sent it to me.
Yeah, we appreciate that, man. We appreciate all the DJs, supporters, fans. I don't even like to say fans. I like to say family because, you know what I'm saying? That's family, you know what I'm saying, when you're supporting us, when the people who support us on that type of level. So it's just, it's all love, and we love what we do.
That's real.
Yeah, I mean,
Beholder, yeah, go on.
You were saying something, bro? Go ahead.
For me, I mean, when LST heard the song, he said, man, you know what? He said, this song can go on the R&B charts and be a number one hit. It can go on any kind of music chart. He said you can't box the song in. I mean, it can go in any category. You can listen to it as R&B, and you can listen to it as rap. I mean, it just got that feel to it.
It does.
We tried to make it as real, but the song, man. When the song was complete and they played it in the studio back again, we were speechless. I said, God, man. I said, everybody in the studio got quiet. Even the dude that was recording us, he just got quiet and looked at us and said, man, do y'all know what y'all just did? Yeah, do y'all know what y'all just did?
Yeah,
I can't be, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it did exactly what, you know, it was supposed to do. It placed us on those charts. And you know what I'm saying, it's been definitely well deserved, because we've worked for everything that we've received, and it's definitely been a struggle and a journey, and it's a continuous journey for us. So Shout out to all our people out there in Atlanta too. Shout out to Big Cat Records. We've did projects over there. Shout out to Big Old Camp. I mean, we work with so many people worldwide. So we just want to say shout out to you, love you, and you know what I'm saying, we can't wait to touch our fan base worldwide once we hit this tour.
And I can't wait. You go
it's like yeah. See, this song opened the door for people to go back and just listen to our music. And once they listen, just go back and say, they're going to, excuse my priest, they're going to say, damn. Hey, man, we ain't to pick up a litter. We is not. Man, I'm telling you now, we got a lot of hot music. I'm talking about, we got hot music.
Yeah, we got so much catalog till if we never wanted to record a record anymore, we would have enough music to last us for a lifetime. And that's serious.
That is.
I mean,
I think of everything that you sent me, I couldn't believe it. You got a hell of a catalog.
Yeah, we.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got,
yeah.
And I'm sure it's more than what you sent me, Sam. Yeah. I'm sure it's more than what you sent me that you have on there because you said it wasn't an update.
Absolutely. We've got so much music. I mean, and we have a lot of unreleased music. You know, that's where I was going with. We have a lot of unreleased music that we're about to put in the formats of LPs, EPs, mixtapes, and, you know, continue to do what we love to do.
But, you know, if you come this way up here to the Twin Cities, make sure you give me a shout out. Hook up with me, girl, because I'm ready to hit. Hey, I'm feeling it.
Absolutely.
Now, after Walk Away,
sure.
What's the next one? Do you have another one up that's coming after Walk Away? I know you do.
We have Champagne that's currently out, produced by Trunk Bangers. Once again, shout out to Campy. I mean, it's just so many records. You know, we haven't really focused on the next single. We have so many singles right now. We don't believe that the lifespan of this record has fully reached its peak yet. So this single is the single that we're continuing to push. That's why we're getting ready to phase into the video with your platforms like VH1, et cetera. So this is the single right now. This is our main focus right now.
I have a very good feeling that it's going to be huger than you think. I'm serious. God is good.
I appreciate
it. Like I said, like Karina said, the music.
Did you just redo the dictionary? Did you say huger?
And huger,
she said. I'm sorry. I'm going to pick on her right now because I'm still mad.
that question is for me?
Yes, Sam.
I didn't want to go.
I could have said that. It might be from my southern, you know, my southern slang, which I could. I often do that.
That was deep. He said it was gone. I got a feeling it's going to be
okay.
I said, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was asking. What's the question for me? Okay.
One of y'all interns, get the interns on. One of y'all hit the playback. You want the playback to be played? We're going to do some tough shit. Look, we're going to do some tough shit. You got to play the shit back he said. I didn't even say that. Okay, hit rewind, damn it. Somebody say it back. Then he get back on. He's like, well, I'm going to tell you what I meant. Damn Jimmy.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm gonna be really honest. Can I be honest with everybody?
Please.
Because of my humor, I have been thrown out of the Capitol. I've been thrown out of NASA, and I've been thrown out of the cat. They threw my ass out. I told them, every time they hit me down, I just fucked up off. I said, I've been thrown out of better places than this. Oh, I get thrown out of a lot of places because I am the provider of truth. If you don't want, and you know what, they stop inviting the white women that I know, the you know, on the political side, they stopped inviting me when I got thrown out of the Capitol. Because they was like, yeah, Nadine, our liaison, she's so, you know, politically correct and all of that. They didn't trust me to go to D.C. by myself. So my mama called the board and said, who is going to drive her up to D.C.? I said, Mama, they gave me a flight ticket, everything paid for. She said, nope. Who's going to take her? Okay. And Nadine said, well, I'll take her. I can watch her better than anybody. Okay. When I got to talking at the podium, she got up politely, got the valet to get her BMW 9, whatever, that 720, that big one, pulled around and told me at the door, come on. And I said, don't ever invite me to nothing like this again. Because the little girl, that's when Obama got in office. And the lady with the Dr. Spock ears and stuff, I was sitting next to her. And then I got up at the podium, and I said, this could happen. And they just looked at me like, what is she talking about? I'm like, a black woman, you know, at the podium. And girl, look how they threw me out. I'm trying to say, can't nobody make up a story. Okay, you know what I mean? I'm trying to tell you what happened, for real. So when I tell you, when I say excuse me for being, you know, kind of way with these, I just have to say excuse me. But I just had to bring that up. That word right there, we're going to add that into the Hispanic dictionary. I'm sorry. I ain't going to say no love to you, so. Until it's time.
Dang.
You know, and that's the key thing about having a black woman owned radio station owned by all women. You know, all the women. It's not just my stuff. It's all of us. You know, these white folks are mad at me here. They can't even think. They was like, "Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight." So you have all these stars on your station. And you're on all this time, and you're broke. I say, yes. Yes, I am. I'm dead. and that's called black people. That's called black people with money. Black people with money, they show up, and they don't say nothing. Here you go, Kareem. Here go $12,000. Pay all the bills at the radio station and pay all that, and that's it. Don't you fuck with nothing else, because I can't explain to my accountant where the rest of his money is. I'm sorry, I don't do that. And that's how it is. But when I say what I say, the woman station is the woman station. Why y'all seen DB on here every Tuesday? Yeah, whatever.
Woo-wee.
You can't make up shit like this. You can't make up shit like me. I'm telling you, this is real. For real. My mom would be having conversations with me like, baby, when you go back up to Atlanta, you be nice to the world. I was like, okay, mama. And I'll be on my way home, D. No, D. I'll be on my phone coming out the country, out of the mountains. I said, I'm free again. I'm grown. Mama told me to be nice. She said, oh, okay.
No.
All right, I'm good. I'm done.
Bro, we got one of them, Manny from hell.
You know how it is, no. Hey, she cutting up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Shout out to our manager, Manny from hell. Yeah.
Hell, man.
Our next performance is gonna be in August. That's when we're gonna start hitting the road in August.
Okay, August. Where are you gonna be at again?
We're heading to Texas. We're gonna be out in Dallas.
Out in Dallas. Okay, we got people in Dallas, and what, you know exactly the venue and what the date is yet?
Yeah, they're putting everything together. Our people are putting the whole tour schedule together, so we don't have the official itinerary. We don't have the official itinerary, but we've been in discussions that Dallas is going to be definitely our first stop. We're going to be around like Keelan, a lot of those locations out there first.
Okay, Okay. And make sure you keep us posted so we can post it on our website, too.
Most definitely. We'll get the itinerary to you. And we can't wait to come up to Minneapolis as well.
Yeah. We can't wait to have you up here.
And which,
as a matter of fact, I have one of those. Do we have callers on the line right now? I know I'm expecting one of the, my co. Let me see. I don't know if they're on the line as yet. My co-partner, actually, I work for him with Black Money Promotions. He's doing it
okay.
Here in the Twin Cities as well as in Topeka, Kansas, and a couple other places that we've merged on with. So I'm going to be talking to him and see if we can get you on a docket to perform up here in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. Send it over to us. We'll show up. We'll show up and show out. That's what we do.
I'll get that information. I believe he may be on the line right now. Uh-huh. What you say, Beholder? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
See our performances. I mean, like, man, and man, we get down. I'm talking about performing. Oh man, you ain't seen a show to me and that girl get on that stage.
Yeah, we're like probably one of the few hip hop artists who have opened up for Frankie Beverly and Maye several times. We've opened up for so many legends till we can't even. I can't even name all of them. Beholder probably can name all of them, but. Well, I mean, it's so many people that we've done shows with.
Really? Frankie Beverly and Maye?
Juvie?
I know you're
running those shows. Oh, yeah. And you're talking about, yeah, and especially being hip-hop artists, being on that type of venue.
Right, that's what I was going to say, with that type of venue, which is a different type, you know. So you really bring it. Like
exactly.
Like this song, Walk Away. It's not just a hip-hop fan, but it's also R&B, so I can just see that going everywhere.
Exactly, and we also have a record with Sir Charles Jones that will be coming out soon, too. Shout out to our big bro, Sir Charles, the blues singer.
Sir Charles, yes.
Yep, so we've got a nice record with him that the world will get a chance to hear soon. So we're working. We stay productive.
That's one thing I can honestly say about down south. So you have more opportunities, you know, to work and work with different, you know, different styles of music, different blues artists and stuff. You know, you have more opportunities to me by being here in the Twin Cities. I mean, there's a lot of people we can work with here, but to me, down south, it's like more artists that, you know, established. Well, because we have Prince, as you know, and rest his soul, you know, and we have
R.I.P.
so
Prince.
Much talent up here. Thank you, Jeff, thank you. We're still hurting over that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
man. Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's so sad, yeah.
Iconic.
The greatest.
Yeah.
Prince was one of the greatest. I mean, him and Michael Jackson, them
mm-hmm.
were special people. When they died, them two people died. Man,
yeah.
Music took a hard blow. A hard blow.
Yeah.
Cause they are creative of everybody. Everybody came from them. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Prince, especially him. Help, man, Prince was a bad man. Mm.
Yeah, and we're definitely feeling it here in Minnesota. We are right now. It's just like, you know, it's just not the same. It's really just not the same, and he'll be missed. But his music will always be treasured, and we're going to keep that going and get that church going and keep the music, you know, keep the music going. But what I can say about Down South is y'all really got it going on. Like I said, you said Sir Charles.
It's hot as hell. It's hot as hell. It's hot. It's hot. But you know what? I was checking out One West magazine, right? And they got that on here for Tam Tam, The Beholder, Walk Away, produced by LST as in Tom. And they got people talking about them. They got, you know, Tam Tam, The Beholder, Walk Away. BC, FDGI, and Monster Management. They said the rising Southern hip-hop star Tam Tam is back with a dope new singer titled Walk Away, and it's also being featured three times on SoulTrain.com. Miss Tam Tam is back with Mike White, The Beholder. The legal name, ladies, he got a real name, Mike White, The Beholder. I told you I was looking. And the double platinum recorder producer, LSP, is in time. Tam Tam, they collaborated with well-known artists, including Mike White, Playboy Trey, Homeboy, I don't know who child named, who
Homeboy.
Named it.
Yeah, that's y'all Atlanta fam. That's that whole B.O.B. Camp.
B.O.K., B.W.O.I.
Yeah, that's T.J. the DJ and all them. Be Rich, all them.
J.G. Mentro, Jackie Chan, Princess, and Yonka Star. I can't read these. Sir Charles, that's the name. Sir Charles Jones now. Now, if you got anything with Sir Charles Jones, them old, it's big women like me going to be out there stripping for Sir Charles Jones. And if it's hot, too, we're going to be cracking out, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Lord have mercy, huh? But there you have it. I said, let me look them up.
Yeah, we got collabos with Jazzo. I mean, you know, the originator. Shout out to Big Bro Jazzo. That's the originator. That's Jay-Z's mentor. That's the starter, Jay-Z. Shout out to J-Rush, Jennings. That's Life Jennings' brother. We've got him on a record. That's out. We work with a lot of people.
That is bad.
And you becoming a lawyer.
Absolutely.
And you become a
knowledge
lawyer.
Is power. Knowledge is power.
Love that. Knowledge is power. So do
you
we have to
be
callers on the line?
I would tell you if we had the callers on the line. You act like you got to do my job tonight. If we had a caller on the line, I'd have said, D, we got a caller on the line. Okay.
We got a caller on, we got some callers on the line.
We ain't got man or woman. No. They probably because it's all bucked up. The lines are tied up because they don't find this man's real name, too. Now, you know, these people got real jobs in Atlanta. They work for the Fed. When I went to the Fed, what number? They rolling your name, social security number. Oh, we don't know anything about you, brother man, Mr. Holder, when you get here, Mr. White. Girl, I got an email. I got all this from an email from my friend that worked for the IRS. So, my girl, hold on. This is whole profile, girl. I said, well, good Lord. He sounded all growling and everything. I said, what the hell you mean growling? He looked like he growling at you. I said, oh, Lord. He said, yeah, honey. I can't make this up. How did I get it that quick? Okay. All right. I'm just trying to tell you, just because they ain't online with us don't mean they ain't on my phone blowing me up, getting on my nerves. With all these old bisexual, you know, this Atlanta, they got all these bisexual men here. They looking for straight men all the time. All right.
Okay.
I'm just
saying.
Well, I guess
my
I love it.
Now, I got a question. I don't know if we were able to get Funky Socks downloaded. But when you wrote this, now, did you write Funky Socks?
Say that one more time.
Did you write Funky Socks?
Did we write?
Yes, the song Funky Socks that was produced by LSP that you did.
Yes, everything that LST and I, when we work together, it's always written by me.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I was able to get it over on time or with download right, so I was just asking. And then man, I just, you know what, I've been laughing so hard. Karima's crazy. I couldn't even think of anything else. I'm up here cracking. I'm just honored to have you on the show. You know,
I love it.
Shout out to you guys. And that's why I said we call it Weekend in the Ladies Room, because we do it impromptu. We just have a great time and kick back and just enjoy ourselves. Man, I'm just singing
this
song again. I know before we end the show, we're not ending yet. But when we get ready to end the show, we're going to bump it again and walk away, because I know Kareem's going to take that joint on down to the club. And then I'm going to hear feedback from her side on the ATL received it.
And that's much appreciated.
Yeah.
That's much love, man.
Yes. I'm excited. Yeah. So, Walk Away is the big joint that's coming out. We got a video coming your way, man. I'm telling you. Anything else that you guys want to share with the listeners?
Just, you know, hey, continue to stay tuned in to the Tam Tam and the Beholder movement. Man, we appreciate, we love everybody that's been supporting us, all the DJs worldwide, to all the youth, man, y'all stay motivated, you know, keep y'all head up, keep striving for greatness, and more world peace, man, to everybody out there. Man, it's got time to get better. Each one teach one.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you. I know, like, when I listen to the lyrics and Walk Away,
you done made everybody's breath now. You know damn well Donald Trump ain't gonna have no damn world peace. Everybody was doing all right, crazy. You said that was going
down.
You gotta have me coming to turn. You gotta have me coming to turn. You might need it, but we're gonna take a hell of a attorney to put his ass in jail. All right, now.
Yeah, everybody got a card to play. See, that's the thing, when everybody got their position, you know, we can get that bun and get more positivity going on. But everybody got to understand
yep.
that position to play. They got a responsibility.
They sure do. Yes, they sure do.
Man, I cannot find the Tam Tam and Sir Charles Jones. I can't find it. And I can't download the other one with the Footloose thing. Somebody see. What'd you say? Funky Sock.
The Funky Sock.
Mm-hmm. Can't do it.
Yeah.
It didn't come in right.
Yeah.
Funky Sock. Funky
yeah.
feet. You, I mean, they have funky socks. You got to have funky feet. That's all I'm saying. This is. Wait till I'm a big nose hose, baby. And he got foot funky. Now look at that mouth with all them fours on it. Alright, y'all, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back, y'all. We'll be right back.
We got to do this. Okay.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of. It's kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now.
We got about 13 minutes left, bro. You hear me, bro?
WAMRTV, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
That's right. Welcome back, listeners. This is G Fly with WAMRTV, meeting in the ladies' room with the producer Karima in the house. And tonight's guest, the international recording artist, that's Tam Tam and X the Beholder. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I got callers calling me in between us on station break saying they were trying to get through. They had some questions. And they were commenting on the song. Everybody just texted me saying, that is the joint.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We appreciate that. We need that feedback to show us we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. Since we've been on station break, I've had 5 calls and 3 texts saying we're feeling it from Chicago. Let me look here.
Shout out to the Shy, baby.
What up?
Chicago, it's Southern Illinois, East St. Louis, Minnesota. Yeah, they said they're feeling it.
Okay. I lived out there in Missouri for a minute. I went to school out there at Sanford Brown, you know. Nice scene. Like the Midwest. Shout out to Tingling Chingy Chingy. He just came and followed the movement the other day too. So definitely shout out to the Midwest.
All right.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's kind of crazy because that was when LST first came to visit me, I was a freshman in college, and he drove all the way from Minnesota to St. Louis to put me in a studio to work with him for the very first time. And he got
really?
Them session files, and he got them session files, and he drove right back to Minnesota right after that session.
Wow.
He'd be about big.
Yeah. Tell me, when did you meet LST? Like, when did you first get your start working with
him
in the 21st century?
LST and I, we met during MySpace days.
Okay. Oh, that's been a minute then.
Yeah, we linked up on MySpace.
You know what? I don't care nobody say. I miss MySpace.
I miss MySpace too. I think I still got my MySpace. I don't know my password though.
I was gonna ask if it still exists because Facebook is getting a little bit, you know.
I heard they did some upgrading to the MySpace.
Well, we're gonna have to check it out and see what's happening with that.
Yeah, I think everybody was Tom friends.
Yeah. So you done met LST way back then. You done came. Now, he ain't never told me that. Yeah, you said everybody Tom friends. I just thought that. That's crazy.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, because you know what? Facebook is getting overrated. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just getting kind of crazy right now. I said, you know what, I might have to try to find another thing, you know. Don't get me wrong, I like it because you can network, it's a good networking tool. But then it's, you know, all this other stuff that's going on, people hacking your stuff and, you know, just crazy stuff.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting ridiculous with that. But yeah, LST, I'm going to mess with LST. You wait till I talk to him. He done drove all the way down there, came down and did a session and drove right back. He didn't stay a day or two. He drove right back then, and that's a hell of a
Yeah,
job.
I told him, I said, "Hell, you come over for dinner, you know, come meet the fam, come kick it." He was about his business.
Yes,
yeah, work to go do.
You know, he'd be killing me because I know you see what he'd be working with his hands, girl. He'd be working.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be jamming.
He's bad, man.
Bad. He's like, that's why we call him the mad scientist. He be serious. He get that serious look on his face.
Yeah, the mad scientist.
Man.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking about it, man. He knew what sounds to put. He put the perfect sounds together, man. I'm talking about he dissect a track. He build it from scratch. I'm talking about, and once you get all this stuff just going and you can't believe it. It sounds like you float. It beat like Walk Away when you just, man, you can tell he was into that. That boy bad. His music expressed itself, man. I mean, and if you don't know what you're doing, you can't have them. It's so fire when he give you a track, you got to do something with it. Because if you can't handle it, you're going to tell. You don't have to manhandle his. You got to manhandle his tracks. If he give you one, baby, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm
you'd be a
missed
opportunity.
Mm-hmm. You feel the music through his track. You feel the music.
Yeah,
through his track. When you hear that track, you feel it.
Absolutely.
And if you ain't feeling it, he'd be like, okay, we're going to go on to the next one. But, you know, I've never heard nothing that you don't feel.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah. Man. Theoda, do you have something to say to our listening audience? We're going to be wrapping it up in just a minute. You got something to say to the ladies, to the listening audience?
Yes, she's talking to you. What did you want to say to the audience?
I want to thank y'all ladies for y'all support. You know, I love y'all ladies. I love the ladies now, you know. I got much more. Thank you. Opportunity just to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to stop
crying.
Okay,
I didn't really hear you, so I'm going to have to repeat that once again. Okay, because I could barely hear you. What'd you say, huh?
I'm going to stop crying. Thank you, ladies. I love y'all to death. I mean, thank y'all for y'all support and let me get inside y'all world, you know, right now. Tonight.
That's it,
welcome.
Right there. They done fell off the damn phone.
Set
up.
My heart wouldn't allow it. A sucker for real love. All the hustling and drugs, the whole relationship was tainted. But the silly mind games, the fussing and the fight, staying awake all night, but I couldn't walk away. The sex took control, plus you had some hustle, could grind with the rubber. Your hard head you learned, it makes us soft. Should've listened to my mama, don't deal with the drama. Made it past the hump, that's all with the past. Now I spit for a career, so lend me a ear. I should've walked away, but I didn't know the struggle. The different types of haters trying to block me from my paper. It led to prison time in an AIS number. Do the crime, do the time. Don't snitch, I do mine. Been sound in the back many times to be exact. But God gave me stomach to walk away from it.
Let's the money, the drugs, the streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the being, the sin.
I know I should walk away.
The money, drugs, streets, the game.
I know I should walk away.
The music, the hood, the being, the sin.
I know I should walk away.
Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog